Hello, everybody, and welcome into season 3, episode 10.
Whoa, double digits.
I didn't even mess it up that time. That was kind of cool. My name is Tayson. Alongside me, as always, via the power of the internet, is my good friend and co-host, Matthew Jepson.
Ayo.
Sorry, I was trying to steal Trey Kirby's
line
from the Starters.
Cool. Yeah, shout out to the No Dunks boys. All right, Matthew, how are you? How's your week been?
Week's been good, man.
Got
off second week of being a counselor.
Sports camp
sports couch counselor. Last week's episode.
Love it. Shout out to last
there was,
if you missed it, it is available on all platforms. Go listen to it.
Even
what
YouTube.
We call a pluggeroni. Anyways.
Facts. There was so basically, we have to stay all week long in these dorms, right?
Okay.
But it wasn't.
Life.
Yeah, facts. It wasn't like my dorm, but there's a dorm where these kids try to sneak out, which is like expected, right? I mean, these guys are kids, high schoolers. They want to sneak out. But I think these are some basketball kids who snuck out from the third floor using their bed sheets. And I don't know what they were doing.
Are you serious?
Like maybe like a Rapunzel type thing of like braiding their bed sheets together.
Yeah.
There's like counselors who do like night check, you know, and like go around the dorms, mm-hmm. making sure no one, like everyone's inside. And like they saw it and like.
Sorry, just before I forget this, I want you to keep going.
No, you're
shout
good.
Out to Mind is a Prison by Alec Benjamin, the part where it goes. Then I tied up my linen with 5 strips of ribbon I found, scaled the side of the building, and ran to the hills till they found me. Bars!
Wow.
Right? I'm not going to lie. I know we did that little bracket thing that, I mean, is not a part of the podcast, but, I mean, it sounds like it would be. Anyways.
We could.
Ranked
in our contract.
Our Benjamin songs based on a bracket I made. But Mine is a Prison is one of those ones that, like, it doesn't leave, like, the top 5. For me,
yeah, like every time I listen
to
it,
the list fluctuates for sure,
yeah,
but that one is like always
solid.
That one's
like every time I listen to it, I'm like, wow, why don't I listen to this one more? It's just
me too,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Shout out
together, anyways. So these kids were like living this out though, they're like,
yeah, actually, they were like,
they're like, they literally googled like how to escape prison and then they like did it, like
yeah. Yeah, and it was crazy.
Little DIY.
There you go, life hack. If you're ever on the third floor, just
study up.
But then the counselors, like the next day, they were like, honestly, we can't really be mad about that because that's pretty impressive.
That's epic.
You guys discipline your kids. So
that's like those guys that escaped Alcatraz, like what,
with
like
spoon?
60 years ago.
Yeah, and then they just
you just gotta let them go, man.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I love,
you know,
watching those documentaries.
Shout out to Laws and stuff. I'm not like, you know, but
yeah. Dude, speaking of like,
we're just letting go, you know.
yeah. Speaking of like documentary type things, like TV shows. I went to shout Brianna if you're listening to this. I don't know if you are, but we went downtown like Provo, and there's like this old antique shop. That like, of course, as soon as you step in, that the old smell just, you know, fills your nostrils. and there's like this really tight spot, and there's like, you know, barely any way to walk around everything, but like in this back corner there's like these 3 guys like with a suitcase like on the table, and I was trying to hear what they were doing, but you know, like those old like pawn shop TV shows on like History Channel or whatever, where they negotiate the price of like, you know, it felt like there should have been cameras in this room because it felt like they were actually like doing something big.
And
I like looked over to see what they were doing, and they were like these pocket watches that look
like,
really
don't look.
Yeah, they've got like a like some barrier. But they're it literally felt like when you return from commercial break, where it's like, can Dan and John negotiate $50,000 to get these pocket watches? It was just kind of crazy. I wanted to like sit down with them and see what they were doing. But anyways, that
reminds me of this commercial break.
Yeah. But I don't know why. What was the point of that story? I don't know, Matthew. Alcatraz. And yeah, okay. TV shows. Yeah. Anyways, that's what happened this week. We hung out.
Which was a fun time.
A lot of basketball being played. Super fun time.
Except for when we weren't.
That is true. That is true.
Weren't.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're going to grind this summer.
Those party people just can't stop
partying. Oh, dude, seriously. Go find another church. There's millions of them. Anyways. Yeah. shout out to like pizza, bro. Like,
shout out to pizza, bro.
Pizza night with the boys.
Oh my gosh. I've been waiting to talk about this for 70 episodes.
No, but it's like, because we were going to go grab some food. Right,
we were.
Yes. And we're like, oh, our go-to is McDonald's, right? We've been eating way too many McDonald's recently.
Mm-hmm.
But then your boy suggests pizza. There's just like clutch moments in life like that, you know, when someone suggests pizza and you're both on board, you go get some pizza.
Clutch moments for sure, man. Pizza. I mean, I don't really know what we're talking about here, so I'm just going to kind of take this in my own direction.
We're not talking about anything. Go for it.
Okay. Pizza has just literally always been my best friend. Like, literally, for as long as I remember, I've never been to Italy. I'm unaware of any, like, Italian ancestry in my gene pool, which is also where I keep my denim. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at my own joke. Anyways, I'm not aware of like any Italianness in me, except for, you know, the proper amount.
I just got a text from this number that said, and I don't know, how do you pronounce his name?
Ooh, no shot, bro.
No shot. Okay. But this, like, they've been sending me these texts for the last 3 years, so they apparently think I'm this person.
Okay.
And it's just like, hey, I'm trying to find some summer plans without spending money. So then they sent me a link. So shout out to Carrie Joy from Work Money sending me. So now we know what to do this summer. Anyway, sorry, continue.
Yeah. No, I get a lot of those too. I think I maybe have mentioned this to you, but I don't think I did on the show. About like how when you're like applying for a bunch of different jobs, you know, like, you know, giving a bunch of different, like, you know, websites and stuff, like your emails and your phone numbers or whatever. You know, I still to this day, like, I, you know, I've been out of the search for a job, but I still get like, hey, you'll never guess who's hiring in your area. And like, hey, we found 6 great new jobs for you. Like, hey, Tayson, how's the job hunt going? It's like, pretty good. Like, do I respond to all of these? Like, yeah. So
you just become best friends with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe the one who signs all the emails, it's always from some lady named Karen. So which is really funny. But hey, Karen, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, I have a job. Please stop.
Yeah. And he does really well with this job. thank you, Karen, for your interest. Okay, anyway. So the name that they think I am a lot is Guisela. So I'm going to try.
Gisela.
Gisela?
Gisela?
Gisela.
That's not how I read it in my mind.
A little too like reptilian for me. Like, I grabbed that chicken right by the Gisela. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be like, you got to have some different like accents.
Godzilla.
Yes, exactly. I want Iguazilla. anyways.
Yeah, I think they think of this, like, my phone number is that person for, like, years now, so.
Well, have you considered, like, telling them that it's not?
Dude, every time. Every single time.
Oh.
I should just lean into the bit.
Shout out to the determination. Yeah. Shout out to the relentless attitude, man.
Thanks.
They are persevering in the face of adversity, and you love to see it.
Thanks.
Both facial random talk. But anyways, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of took over there.
No, it's all good. I loved it. But yeah, like I said, I don't really feel very Italian other than
talking about pizza.
Other than when I put on my leather. I love pizza so much, and I'm so glad that it's been able to just be one of the mainstays for like all the cool moments in my life, you know what I mean?
Dude, there is something, we talked about this off the show, but like there's something so good and so nostalgic about coming home and seeing like that little Caesar's pizza box on your kitchen table. And dad's like, dinner's ready.
And hey, the way Matthew and I grew up, it was Little Caesars. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
There are a billion other pizza chains and pizza places and pizza parties.
Papa's Pizzeria.
That's when we were looking for any P word possible to use. That was a fun joke.
Oh, yeah.
Worked so good every time. Anyways. But yeah, no, it was Little Caesars. It was that little like orange box. Like I'm not like they redid them like
they did.
I don't know how many years ago where they're all like orange,
the gestures.
Like OG Little Caesars where it was like orange and brown boxes still. Man, that stuff was. I mean, listen, in the grand scheme of pizza, I understand that Little Caesars might kind of get a bad rap, and I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's anything that it's not.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely not like the best pizza to ever be created.
If some alien came to Earth, and when I say alien, I mean like literally like some being from Mars came to Earth and was like, "Show me pizza." I wouldn't take them to Little Caesars. That's all I gotta say. I would probably take them to like Italy. I don't know, but point is, Little Caesars. For what it's worth, and I think that's like you got to have that perspective when you're talking about like these kinds of things. For what it is and for what it's worth, Little Caesars does its job 1,000% perfectly.
Oh, yeah. And I think Little Caesars has been there for you. Every birthday party, every birthday party got freaking
that little guy on the box.
When you don't know what to have for dinner, Little Caesars is there, man. It's the go-to. Anyway, shout out. This episode sponsored by... I'm just kidding.
Nope.
Not sponsored.
But next episode will be because we're going to hit them up and they're going to say yeah.
How many... Okay, if we let... You know those like YouTube videos like IGN 50, you know, companies?
Yeah.
We should do that. We should just try that and just email.
I've seen a couple of those. Yeah, where it's like, IGN 100 NBA players and you'll never get to respond to it. And it's like, JaVale McGee. And it's like... Anyways, shout out to JaVale McGee. Listen, JaVale, if you would like to DM me, hey baby, I'll have a chat with you. But, other than that,
oh man,
you know what? Actually, I mean, no, that's a story for another time. But all I'm going to say is shout out to NBA players in my DMs. Next topic of conversation that we're going to talk about, because that's what we do, is actually going to be my week. Let's see, how did Tayson's week go?
I was going to ask you that. I was just waiting.
Oh, for my bad. Yeah, sorry.
All right, back to one. Here we go. So anyways, that was my week, Tayson. How was your week?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Always such a kind and considerate co-host. My week.
First of all, can we talk about your fit right now? If you're not on YouTube.com, please head over. The link is in the description of this episode, just in case you don't know where to find YouTube.com. Let's break this down here. We got a tank top
which by the way, Tayson,
tank top Tayson is back.
Like somebody else talking to me, like that's how I just said my name. Tayson has never been a tank top kind of gal, you know what I mean? But this one spoke to me. This one says,
so describe it for the audio only people.
For the audio only people, we got a black tank top. It's not, I don't know what this is called, like what the cut is called, but it like, it's basically like a t-shirt with like the sleeves cut off. It's not like an actual like tank top where it's got,
it's not one of those tank tops that show off your nips, man.
But I mean, I got one of those.
Oh, okay. Let's go. For free.
For free. No, Patreon exclusive.
Okay.
Anyways. So it's like a, big like caricature almost of a bald eagle spreading its wings, and it's got three red banners in kind of a triangular formation, if you think about it, that say freedom, justice, and liberty. And
4th of July, baby.
The reason I'm wearing this today is, look, I know what you're thinking. Oh, Jason, you know, like, American independence, it's coming up soon.
He says in an Italian accent.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was, you know, I was talking from the perspective of somebody who is, you know, is not me.
Okay.
And everyone who's not me is Italian, apparently.
Okay. What's the song we came out with that? It's like, I wish I was Mario or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? How does it go?
I always wanted to be just like Mario, but my parents bought me Nintendo.
Ah, so good.
By the way, I do still want to be like Mario, which is why I want to be Italian so bad. And I currently don't have a Nintendo, so that's probably really hurting my chances now.
Maybe.
I might need to invest. Anyways, point of the story. I saw this tank top. I knew I had to get it for a lot of reasons. First of all, the irony of it. Me personally, I'm not the kind of, like, when you see this tank top, just kind of help people visualize. When you see this tank top, it's not at all something that's going to make you think of Jason.
And right, I think I was surprised.
Yes. That, I mean, I love going for the surprise factor. You know, I can't always look good, but if I can surprise you, you know, that'll kind of make up for it. Anyways, so the irony is the first part, but the second part is the history and irony, you know.
They're friends.
Yes. And the history here is in 1776, our founding fathers, I'm just kidding. the history here is back in season 2. Was it around like the 4th of July?
It was a summertime, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So about a year ago at this point, Matthew and I were kind of talking about, like, I don't know, just like a lot of things that annoyed us, because that's what our podcast is at certain times.
Facts.
It's what our podcast can be if we're not careful. But anyways, we were talking about things that kind of annoyed us, and we somehow had made up this character.
Well, yeah, we were talking about fireworks and how those guys go crazy during fireworks. People, and we all know those people that are Tizens will describe
him. People go mad overboard with the fireworks. Like, listen, there's patriotism, and there's celebration, and then there's just like being downright stupid.
And his name is Derek.
And Derek specifically goes even further than that. Yeah. You know, he's on the pinky. If we're watching on YouTube, he has gone even further than that. And so I felt like I owed it to the, you know, to the people of this podcast, and by the people of this podcast, I mean Matthew.
I stand for the people of this podcast.
Yes. So
I'm the chairman.
For my boy Derek, you know what I mean? I think
I'm the head PTA of this podcast.
Let's make this year the year that we settle our differences and we come together over a reasonable amount of
fireworks.
Fireworks, maybe, you know, whatever you're into. Yeah. And so, yeah, basically, it's just, like, really ironic. It's, like, you know, it's, like, some total, like, I don't know, like Matthew described, some big dad bod.
Who's about to queue up some barbecue and just his cowboy hat on, smoking a cigar.
That needs to be filling this guy out, not little old me. Anyways, it's happening, and we're loving it. And by we, I mean Matthew.
He's also got some drip and some necklaces on, so definitely go check us out on YouTube. See his whole. He's also sitting on the couch in a weird angle.
We're gonna
get the upper angle here.
Ram Talk Podcast is a priority for me. Okay, I cannot speak for everybody on this podcast, but I can speak for me. And what I will say is that Ram Talk is a priority for me, which means when I make changes. And when I, you know, make changes to my life and to my surroundings that are going to affect my ability to podcast at the highest possible level, I need to adapt, right? I need to evolve so that my game, there's no noticeable difference, right? So you might see flowers behind me, whereas previously you'd see like a blurred out door, which that was
useful. Check out all of our other YouTube episodes.
But yeah, shout out to my flowers. Anyways, I, you know, had a setup. That setup wasn't doing it for me anymore. So I had to adapt. And right now, adapting means chilling on a couch in front of some flowers.
I like it. The vibe is strong, though.
I think this fits the vibe way better, personally, because Random Talk, we here at Random Talk, we love flowers a lot more than we love blurred out bedroom doors.
Right.
That's probably a line from a poem somewhere.
It's your and poem. By that,
I mean, it's a line from a poem in my upcoming poetry book dropping this fall called Blurred Out Bedroom Doors. So go check it out.
I have a baller idea.
Well, only Target.com.
Target.com.
I signed a lucrative deal to be a Target exclusive poet.
Wow. The world's first ever. You know, you could be like those people getting NIL deals, you know, college athletes are Wingstop or something. You got Target, man.
That's me.
Target poetry. Target.com.
I'm not in stores, only on the website. But what I will say for all of the legal people potentially not listening to this, I'm in no way affiliated with Target. So don't come for me. Anyways.
How's your week?
It was good, man. I bought this tank top. I'm feeling nice in it. I'm feeling ironic, which is kind of, you know, I feel like I wear that the best out of any of the
I don't even know what they're called.
Emotion?
Sure.
No. Irony.
Literary devices.
Wow. Bro, did you freaking substitute teach sixth grade?
I did.
You're so smart.
I know.
What about my literary devices? Because
let's go.
Irony is the one that I'm rocking the best. But yeah, week was good.
I looked it up. It says it's in a characterization of a situation. So look. Irony is an important rhetorical device and literary technique. I was pretty close.
So wait, what is it? It's a rhetorical device. No. But what was the thing that rhymed like the situation?
Oh, the characterization of a situation.
Okay. Yeah. So irony is Taysen's characterization of literation.
Bars.
Anyways, I bought this tank top. I actually did that earlier today. So, I mean, that's not really a good summary of my week. But, just kind of been chilling, you know. And when I'm not doing that, I'm working. And when I'm not doing that, I'm in a treehouse or in somebody's basement or, you know, just kind of doing what I do.
Fun vibes, man.
Just kind of living my life to the fullest.
Facts.
I will say, as these fireworks dance, which, by the way, Serena Williams falls to Harmony Tan in Wimbledon's first round in her first singles match since injury
last year. Wow.
Can we talk about the names of female tennis players really quick?
Can we just talk about the random ESPN notifications that drive me insane?
Harmony Tan? Listen, I mean absolutely no disrespect to Harmony Tan, but I've never heard that name before in my life.
It sounds like a generated 2K guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tennis people are just different.
Hey, listen. Now's the time to put respect on Harmony Tan.
Facts. And we're doing it live on the show.
Because she just beat up on Serena Williams. And Serena Williams is like the GOAT. So,
hey, we're on the Harmony Tan train.
That's like when Matthias Jeppe crossed up LeBron.
No, hey, man. Last career of Matthias Jeppe, first game of playing LeBron. First possession, I stole it from him. So proud.
That's what I'm saying. So clamps. Proud.
Clamps. So the person that texted me about the fun things to do in the summer, her name's Carrie Joy, and I respond, I'm like, oh, you're just the best, Carrie, you bring me joy. So hopefully she picks up on that. Anyways, listen,
Matthew, what a smooth text.
Thank you.
Smooth like peanut butter. Which means
creamy nut spread.
There's no reason that there should be an of age female human being within like a 50 mile radius that is without one of those messages in her DMs right now.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, come on. That was too good.
It says there's not. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay.
So before Carrie Joy is
yeah.
is feeling very joy-ish.
Yeah, facts. Anyway. It says thank you for your reply. This is an automated response. Ah, nuts.
Oh, nuts, dude.
I hate that.
Worst. That is actually the worst. I'll tell you what. No, that's just the worst. That's all I have to say.
Oh, okay.
But when it is a real person, bro, like
it's so funny.
Oh, it's so
funny. Did I tell you that one time I sold my Minecraft house to the guy, some realtor? It was hilarious. He was super cool about it. Basically, this realtor is just like, hey, is this property for sale? I thought you were interested in it or something. Like, you're buying it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, it's kind of, you know, run down. The basement was bombed by a creeper. There's a diamond chest, you know, in the attic. I was just
have
like, you know.
Have you told me about this before?
Yes, I have. No, I don't think on the podcast, but I've told you about it. And then he's like, oh, dude, that sounds good. Let me just, you know, get into your world real fast. I'm like, no worries, man. And then he was super cool about it. It was really funny. But that's when they're real people, it's a good time.
See, yeah, that's what
unless
it takes.
Karens.
It's like that's why it's so important to, like, I mean, let's, you know, turn this funny story into a life lesson. That's Max. Why, because that's the point. That's why it's so important to, like, you know, just not take yourself and everything so seriously. You know what I mean? You can have a lot of fun. And
Jason's so motivational today.
Cause... And not only can you make somebody's day, but you can make this, like, cute little story that he tells on his podcast. And, Max. You know. However long after it's been since then, but
like 2 years.
Yeah, no, I mean just getting texted by people, like, sorry, that sounds
just in general. I love when my friends just text me.
That's so vague. But no, I mean, like, getting like reached out to by like for example, when my boss, like when I applied for my job, when like she texted me and she was like, hey, like, da da da, like I, you know, like I tried calling whatever, but like. You know, I just wanted to like see if like you're still interested in the position or whatever. I was like, because, you know, I'm like out here getting recruited, like I'm freaking.
Oh, dude, you were like the number one in the off season right now. You were the number one target. All the teams wanted you.
Definitely. And so, just like stuff like that, or you know, just like I like talking to people, you know, but like new people, you know. Once I already know you, it's like, oh, that's lame. You know, I'll see you when I see you, but. I like talking to new people, you know?
Yeah, facts.
I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. The nerves, all-time high. I mean, every word, every letter I'm typing down, I'm thinking twice, three, four times about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Being careful not to, like, repeat myself too much, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I just said no worries the last time, so I can't say no worries. I gotta say, no, it's all good. Or
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean, like something like that, like
yeah, facts.
But yeah, or when they like,
you know, when you know when they like they someone texts you is like, oh, like
when they like love your message, I'm just like, you don't even know me, and you just love what I say. That's
dude, that's awesome. When like I reach out to someone like, oh, hey, how's it going? And they're like, oh, it's going pretty good. How are you? But like, you don't also want to say pretty good because that's just like. You want to be, and there's so many times where I have to like change or like, it's going all right, you know, or like,
or
something like that. That's so definitely... I just don't want to do a back to back pretty good because,
That's definitely been like a reoccurring theme for me is like somebody would be like, oh, you know, like, how have you been? Or like, how's it going? Or whatever. And just like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I'm doing all right or whatever. But then like, I flip it back then and I'm like, how have you been? And it's like, then they're like actually honest. And I'm like, well, yeah. Or those say like, well, you know, like not
could be better,
something like that, and like now I feel bad because like, I mean, not that I'm like, you know, not like doing fine, but I just mean like, you know, I was just kind of being polite, how you doing, keep it moving, and then you know, they were like real about it. Now I feel kind of weird for not being as genuine, but hey, listen, if you're out there and you're like, man, I want to text Jason, which by the way, let me just say, if you want to text me. No matter who you are, if you have any desire to text me at all, to say, you don't have to say anything cool, just say anything at all, do it. I want you to. This is your sign.
There you go. We'll put his number in the description. I'm just kidding. you should get one of those, like,
just like my Instagram or something. That'll be
like fun, yeah. You know those community text things where, like,
oh yeah,
it could be some celebrity and they're like, text me at this number, and
yeah
you should just set one of those up for you.
But see, but that's where we get back into, like, the automated responses and
yeah,
stuff like that. It's like,
yeah,
why do you even do that?
Facts.
Like, it's how I just text people from my real number, you know what I mean? Like, anyways.
Yeah. We didn't record 2 weeks ago. We skipped a week, and in between that week and the next week, there's a lot of I just had to text you, man. a lot of birthdays we forgot to shout out. So I just want to give this quick moment to shout out the birthdays.
I'm being happening. Like a sort of like bad podcast. Okay, do it.
Okay, we got Chloe's birthday. Yeah. A couple weeks ago. So happy birthday, Chloe.
Happy birthday,
now on the mish. We got Trey Bay's birthday, one and only. We got
Trey Bay Slay.
Facts. We got Bryant. Does he still listen to the show?
Let's find out.
Okay. Okay, well, happy birthday, Bryant.
Podcast and say thanks for the birthday wishes, guys.
And then the same day, we have our own birthday, Ram Talk Podcast, now for going 2 years now, since June 12th. So happy birthday to us. And yesterday, it was Cameron Mason's birthday. So
Cameron Mason.
Facts. Anyways, happy birthday, guys. On to the next segment. This is going to end in 5 minutes.
That's like in the, like, this morning announcements at school, and they're like, and today's birthdays are, like, that's what you
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
Like,
did you? Up. Yeah. I am.
Or like, whenever it'd be like, oh, there's a, like, spring break coming up or whatever. So they go on for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, especially the summer birthdays, dude. I remember like in fourth grade, they would like do the birthdays every morning. But like once it was summertime, they like spread them out like last week of school, you know, so there's about 20 birthdays every day for the summer. And like they would call it on the announcements. And then you would go up in the office and get like a birthday treat. She's like a sucker or something. And so I remember I was in fourth grade and they called my name, and you know, last week of school. And I thought I was like such a goofball, dude. I don't know. I was turning 10. Okay. I was turning 10. And they're like, they called my name. They're like, Matthew Jepson, turning 10 years old. And then I go, or no, they were like Matthew Jepson. And I think we, as students, could go on there and like say how old we were turning, which is like this weird thing. And so I remember I was in fourth grade and I take the mic in front of the whole school, you know, in the morning announcements, such a goofball. And I'm like, I'm Matthew Jepson and I'm turning 5 years old. And then I like to laugh a little bit. And then I get back to my class and they're all laughing. And my teacher's like, why did I think you were going to do that? So, yeah.
Bro, little 10-year-old Maddie was a complete goofball.
I was a goofball. I was in my prime of a comedy class clown.
Prime.
Which reminds me, like, that whole morning announcement thing. I remember in fourth grade, dude, this is like start of my Thunder Vision days, bro. Like, we had morning announcements.
Fourth grade?
Facts. But they, you know those old brick TVs that were in elementary school classrooms, like the old ones? They would broadcast the morning announcements in like fourth grade. And I was like the host with my friend. So I was doing that back in the day, baby.
Matthew just has lived the coolest life ever. And he just blesses us every week with little nuggets on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And boy, do we appreciate it.
Yep. Man, anyways, on to the next segment.
The coolest thing I did in fourth grade was like fall asleep during reading time. Like,
dude, fourth grade was so fun because we had like the super awesome teacher, and like she would give you like these like dollar bills, these fake dollar bills that you would, you know, churn in for prizes or whatever. And one of the prizes was like eat lunch with her, like the teacher. So all of our friends would save up our dollar bills so we could all eat lunch with her in her classroom. And I remember doing the goofiest things and like try to make her laugh, like pull up my pants, pull down my glasses like an old grandma. Like all my friends would do it, and we would just make her laugh while she's eating her applesauce or something. You know what I mean? Oh, anyways, it's
awesome.
Fun times, dude. Fun
that
times.
That was a peak of comedy, Matthew.
Facts. I need to get back into my fourth grade self.
You do, man. That's what they say, you know. Live like your inner child, you know.
Facts. All right. Well, for the third time, on to the next segment. So. You hold on.
start holding over.
I was trying to come in with like a joke, but never mind. Tayson, you know, did you see our president of the United States fall off a bike this week?
I did see that. Yes.
That's me falling into your arms.
That's another pickup line. He got back up.
Anyways, I thought that was funny.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Was that the
Anyways.
Thing that you want to talk about before we talk about the
TV? Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and get into the next thing that we're going to talk about. So you guys may have seen, ooh.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I want to pull it up to give him credit because believe it or not, this is not our idea. But we might send too many. it might take me a minute. Anyways, basically, there's this guy on TikTok. Which I know there's a few of them. And he kind of does, I don't know if he's the only one who does it, but he's the only one I've seen do it. So whatever. He kind of does these things where he's like, he takes like really random obscure things. Like for example, like vegetables or colors or anything. And he picks them against each other in like a best of seven series. So it's like, hey, like, you know, who you got best of seven, broccoli or carrots. And he'll be like, ooh, I mean, that's a tough one. Got to go broccoli and six.
Yeah, he does it in a very like post-game, like conference athlete type thing. We thought it was pretty cool. So we're going to try our own.
So we're going to go ahead and rip him off and not give him credit.
No, I was trying to find him. I can't. I don't know what his name is.
But we spent we sent 80 million TikToks to each other. Today, so it's.
Shout out to the TikTok.
I'm having a tough time. Messages. Anyways, well, let's just keep going, and then if I find it, I'll be like, oh hey,
running. Yeah, I'll be looking at the same time.
Okay.
But anyways, we want to try our own. We've done segments like this or that. You know, it's a very typical known segment to do where we pick between
two things. This adds a little extra element of flavor because
right,
it like gives you a more detailed view of like how much of the advantage it is over it, you know,
right.
It's so, not just like Nike or Adidas. It's like, oh, it's this one, but it's by this much and this many, you know, it's fun. It'll be good.
So we can either, he does it more of a
great content. Okay.
Right. Gary V. He does it more of a rapid fire thing. We can do rapid fire. But or we can go a little deeper, but I feel like every time we go deeper, it spends an hour on it. So whatever we want to do.
I think there's gotta be some type of middle ground.
Commentary, okay.
Where yeah. like I think we should go too deep into it, you know, keep it short and sweet, but also, you know, I mean, we don't have like 50 of them, so you know, we can't speak through it too quick or else we're gonna run out of content. Oh, found
it's so
one.
Hard to like.
All right, cool.
Oh, you found it. Okay.
His name is Danny G.
Oh, I knew that. Freaking Danny. Okay, yeah.
Freaking Danny. He is a Danny. Anyways, shout out to Danny G on TikTok. We're stealing your idea, and we're probably not even the first people to do it. So,
hey, man, the Baskin Robbins.
Shout out to the Westlap Podcast.
Freaking stole our idea. Yay the day. What the heck? Yeah, Westlap Podcast.
So, okay, before we get into this, we're just going to tell this story so we can, like, so
okay.
It doesn't.
Finally, yeah. Okay.
So basically, Ram Talk Podcast has an Instagram, by the way, if you didn't know, at Ram Talk Podcast on Instagram. You can go follow us.
Are you serious?
Do a little post on there all the time. It's great. It's a really fun time. I highly suggest that you do it. I personally follow
it. Honestly, top 10 Instagram pages out there.
I endorse it for other people to go and do it as that happens. And so anyways, we get a DM on there. Matthew and I, you know, we can both manage the account because we're co-hosts.
Responsibilities.
And we get a DM from a fellow podcast, which I mean, you know, as you know, I think really what it is for us is it's okay. Matthew does not want to hear what I have to say.
grab my water.
when you're as large and as famous and as internationally respected as Random Talk, you don't get a lot of DMs like that, because people kind of just know that they're just like a little too intimidated. They're like, you know, we don't need to go and give them their flowers. They know they're great. They know they're awesome, right?
Yeah.
And while this is true, the boys over at the Wet Slap Podcast decided to be courageous, and they decided to give it a shot. And, you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate the bravery. However, I just have to come clean right off the bat. Something that they did not do was I've never listened to a second of the Wet Slap Podcast. I do not know the names of the people who do it. I don't know anything. Probably
Jared about- and Gran. I don't know why his name's Gran, but it is.
It probably is, though. All right. So, listen, and I mean, you know, we're going to try not to tread into like disrespectful territories here.
Right.
But just what I will say is, okay, so basically they DM'd us. They, and they were like, hey, you know, like, just wanted to pop in and say, like, love what you guys are doing. Like, you know, keep it up or whatever.
I'll just pull up the DM.
Okay. And Matthew is kind of just traditionally like, just this is like how our dynamic is Matthew just like a very like sincere, optimistic individual. At any point, tell me I'm wrong if I am, but me,
and I take pride in that.
As you should, by the way, one of my favorite things about Matthew, 100% take pride in it. All of the pride that there is to take in it, put it in there. And take it.
Thank you.
but anyways, I personally, I don't work that way. Okay. And that's, you know, that's what makes us work. That's what makes this whole thing work. Anyways. So I see this DM and I'm like,
they say just dropping by to say, I love what you guys are doing and to keep doing it. They have 27,300 followers on Instagram, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And in their bio, it says the number one trending visual and audio show of 2022. So that just gives you a
source.
What we're talking about.
Source. Based. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know.
So
my first reaction when I get this DM is like, oh, that's really nice of them. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. But whereas then like, Tayson decides like, to say,
don't spoil it. My reaction, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Tell the story fast so we can move on to the next segment. Okay.
So but Matthew sees that and he's like, oh, that's so nice. I see that and I'm like, these freaking phony flippers, dude, they think they can get away with that, right? And so I see that and I'm like, I don't buy it for a second, okay?
And I don't really buy it either. It's just nice of them to say that. So I want to say something nice back.
Oh, of course. Yes, it is, you know, just like,
like the people pleaser in me is like, I don't care if they didn't listen to our show. It's just like
it is a very conventionally polite thing to say, right? Especially from one podcast to another, da, 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 whatever. The thing is when I see that, the first thing I thought of was you were doing this because you want some sort of gain out of it, not because you were just trying to be nice. Which, by the way, I could be wrong here. It could be, I don't know what side you're on, but it could be the Matthew thing where it's like, oh, they're just being nice. But I think it's my thing, obviously, where, you know, they want us to see that and be like, the What's That Podcast is so cool. Let's go listen to their podcast.
Okay.
And like,
you know, I see that side as well.
But also an extension of that is we see that we're like, oh, What's That Podcast is so cool, and then we get on our podcast and we're like, guys, guess what, the What's That Podcast is so nice, go listen to it, oh, they're such nice guys, da, 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 whatever. And you know what I mean, I just felt like it was more like an advertisement kind of marketing situation. And so it was still
nice of them to say nice things to us.
Yeah,
so even though it was a way to get them more listens, it was just we could have handled it better, Jason.
it was objectively a very nice thing to say. However, I was in a bit of a snappy mood that day. Okay.
Apparently, geez. So you do not want to catch Taze when he's in a snappy mood.
I was like,
he straight up says,
no. Okay. But Matthew and I, we were talking about this and we were like, oh, da-da-da, you know, what should we say? Whatever. And then, well, because Matthew sends me that because he sees it first. He sees the message first and he sends it to me. And I literally said to him, I'm like, Cap, You know what I mean?
And then I was a joke. I was like, oh, you should totally say that. Like, that's so funny.
And then I did.
I didn't think you would actually do that.
Listen, I've been tired. You know, when you're tired, you kind of just don't really hold back as much. And I'm not saying that I'm like went off on the What's Lap Boys. That is not what happened at all. But I just, you know, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll say it. You know, whatever. Like, what do these guys think they're doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're not about to take advantage of my small podcast, right? We are a locally owned and operated business. Support small businesses. That's what they don't want to tell you. Anyways, so I respond and I'm like, Cap, name one thing we've ever talked about. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking personally, part of my confidence to say this is because I have zero faith. I have zero belief in me that they're going to respond, let alone see it, let alone whatever. Right.
Yeah. Cause we get dumb bots in the DMs all the time. Right. And so this is true. Yeah. So
suffering from success, as they call it. So, so I say that, you know, like I just said, a lot of the confidence comes from, I don't think they're going to see it. So like, what does it really matter? I'm basically sending an empty DM, right? Little did I know, they were like sitting around waiting for a reply or something.
Probably.
Because they see it.
2 minutes later from when Tayson says, name one thing we've talked about, they answer.
Yes.
And this is what they say. They say, didn't expect to get interrogated. Saw your dialogue post on the Explore page. Go check us out, Instagram.com. And thought they were creative talking points / topics. So then now I feel bad. I feel awkward. So now I hop on and say something.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter, Tayson. It literally does not matter. Okay. Now I feel this is so awkward. I got to say something. Okay. And then I'm like, now we're just messing with you. Smiley face laugh emoji. Thanks, guys. We get spam bots in our DMs a lot, so we usually ignore them or crap on them. Nothing has been said since then. So now Tayson's like, dang it, Matthew, why did you say that?
Because Matthew backed down. Matthew did not stick to his guns.
Dude, that's such an awkward thing for me, okay?
Look me in the face on the
Zoom. Your frozen face.
You did not back down.
All I'm saying is that I thought that was just very kind of disrespectful. And I wanted to show him respect. Listen, and we could talk about this later.
No. Because what I could have said,
it was so awkward for me because that's also
fake guys. You're doing all this and that. You just did it. I didn't. I just said name one thing we talked about.
But the way, you said Cap just straight up.
We saw your post on the Explore page. Okay, what post? Which post? You thought we had interesting dialogue and talking points or whatever. Which talking point? You could have just said that and I would have been like, oh,
Tayson,
cool.
What you could have said too. You could have just shut up.
You could have shut me up right there, right then and there, What's Lap Boys. But instead, what did you do? You were like, didn't expect to get interrogated. Well, then don't come in the Random Talk DMs. Yeah.
The whole tagline is be nice to people. And I just felt like we weren't being nice to them.
Not when people are trying to finagle their way into more clicks, man.
The thing is, they still said they thought our talking points were nice, okay? And
we had one cool episode, and then all of a sudden we're like, a good pod. No, come on.
No. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Okay, as someone who makes those and it kind of posts a lot of stuff on the pod, on the Instagram, I thought that was a good
thing. I love our podcast.
For me to be like, okay, people are kind of like being nice to my quotes that I post and stuff, okay? So I just felt it was awkward exchange there, and I need to say something. And now we want to talk about it on the podcast, and we'll send this to them in the DM. So What's Lap Boys, for me, Matthew Jeff, one half of the Random Talk podcast, I'm sorry for Tayson's actions. You're probably Matthew, lovely podcast. Thanks for the kind words.
Listen, Matthew, this is a question we did in the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Matthew turned into a complete invertebrate, and he lost his spine, okay? Because we were talking about it, and he was like, yeah, she totally said that. That's
a joke. I was never serious.
Right there, man. And I said, you know what? I used my spine because I'm a vertebrate, and I sent it.
Fine. I don't have a bag.
I don't even feel much bad.
Okay.
I have zero guilt.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen. I just don't do well in the, I thought it was a very awkward situation. I didn't want to I just felt don't weird. And as someone who had
of a smaller podcast to farm your interactions, don't do it.
They were still being nice, though.
Have we ever texted another podcast and been like, you guys are so cool. Love your episodes.
Well, we shouted some out like Clark's podcast. So
well, okay.
Shout out to Clark's podcast.
Clark is our friend and we love Clark and we love his podcast. But I don't know the West. Do you know the West Side Boys?
No.
I don't even know if they are the West Side Boys. They could just be like
Dry Slap Boys.
Exactly. Anyways.
I just like to be nice to people. And when they say something nice back, and I didn't want to be like, that's so cap. So
Matthew likes to be nice to people, and Taysen doesn't tolerate insert, you know, redacted is what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, let's move on now. There's about one every five episodes we just debate about stuff and we get heated.
Bill Sharman. And
this was it. This was it. Okay, let's move on to things people want to actually hear about.
This is one of those things. This is one of those things. Very, very, like, few and far between, there will be an episode where Matthew and I, like really actually have, like, a different stance on, like, a topic or, like, a, you know, whatever. Like, I like my peanut butter this way or whatever, you know. Like, this is kind of one of those things where, like, I don't think you're going to change my mind about this, which is fine.
I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just saying my point of view.
That's why it's fine, though, because, you know, we're not trying to, like, you know what I mean?
This is not 11th grade English class where we debate about topics about the world.
From my perspective, Matthew got all soft on me, bro. When
that's
I
fine.
Needed,
I can get up. Okay. And I'll accept that I was a softie. That's fine. Fine with me. It's not gonna change who I am, though. Okay.
Listen,
let's move on, Jason.
I am a lover, not a fighter. However, I don't play that. I don't play that with Slap Boys. Sorry about it. And by the way, I mean, you're getting the press that you wanted from my.
Yeah, this is their whole plan was to
from my
talk from about my them on our
very
show.
Presumptuous perspective. You're getting the press that you, again, presumably wanted, because now here we are talking about it for the last 20 minutes, which is, you know, all the
evil plan all along. Yes. Okay. Let's get into this best of seven. This or that best of seven edition. I wrote down stuff, just like basic food items. So that's kind of the realm we're going with, unless you have more you have written down.
Now, I would have loved to have kept that conversation going. I know you chimed in, but I.
What are you talking about? Are you still on the West Side Boys DMs? Let's move on.
I would have been so good.
Hey, next time we get, that's all you, man. I won't even deal with that, okay? Next time we get DM like that, that's all you. You are taking control.
Man. Anyways.
Do you have anything written down from the list I sent you? If not, that's okay. We can just have a list of five or six.
I do.
Okay. Should we start this? So...
We're gonna
a little rapid fire, but still take enough time to you know, talk about our reasonings, right? Is this the approach we're going with? Okay. Jason's gonna give me dirty looks for the rest of my life.
I'm not.
Okay.
What you did was true to you and true to your character, and I cannot fault you for that, because that's who you
Thank
are.
Thank you. That's all my point was.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. However, I was on one that day. I was ready to go, man. I was a buck wild horse in the stables.
Wow. You
closed me down for good.
Yep.
When I just wanted a free ride. I wanted freedom and liberty.
Oh, man.
It's what I stand for. It's what I fought for.
All right, let's do this. This or that, best of seven edition. Here we go. Shout out to Danny G for the inspiration.
Not Danny Green, though.
First matchup. Facts. Cookie dough versus cookies. Who you got in a best of seven?
I'm going to say cookies in six. Cookies in six.
Okay. I'm going to say cookie dough in seven.
Okay. See, but ours kind of like go together, though. Because in my hypothetical, cookie dough could force a game seven.
Yeah.
The only reason I go cookies.
Actually, no. I'll go Well, it just depends on the cookies, right? It kind of depends on the cookies, but I'll stick with Cookie Dough in 7. When I listen back to this episode, my thoughts might change, but for now, Cookie Dough in 7.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stay cookies in 6 just because, you know,
there are some like really good cookies out there. And once you get a good cookie, delicious, right?
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's nothing more than just sticking your finger in the bowl of cookie dough.
I just think there's something to say about like the realized potential, you know what I mean? because that's all the cookie dough is. And I think, I think a cookie is so much greater than the sum of its parts. I think that can't be understood enough. So yeah, I'm going to go cookies in 6.
Okay. I got cookie dough in 7. Next matchup, we got waffle fries versus just regular French fries. Like, okay. I don't know what it's like. Steak cut or what's it called? I don't know.
Those are a little bit thicker than
So just original
fries.
Yeah, McDonald's French fries versus waffle fries. Like,
okay.
Who you got in 7?
Personally, what do you have?
Honestly, I haven't really thought about all these. I just wrote them down. So let me think. right off the bat, I waffle fries in 7.
Okay.
No, 6. I'll go waffle fries in 6. They're winning 4 games in 6.
Can I get a 5? Can I get a 5?
Waffle fries in 5?
Can I?
If we're talking about the waffle fries from Jack and Jill's, then waffle fries in 5. But just in general, I'm going waffle fries in 6.
Okay. Here's what I'll say. I've not had waffle fries from Jack and Jill's.
Yes, you have. Bro, we literally go bowling all the time, and then we get them.
What are you talking about, though? Are they the, what are they?
Waffle fries.
But are they like the ones that like Chick-fil-A?
Well, they're cut like that, but they're fried a little bit more, and they're more crispier. Dude, we go, every time we go with Trey, we get them.
Okay. I did not know that was a waffle fry.
Oh, really?
I was thinking of the ones that like Chick-fil-A.
Well, no, they're the exact same. Chick-fil-A just is, I'm pretty sure the one at Jack and Jill just get them fried a little bit longer.
Also, when you said Jack
and Jill's. The colors.
Also, when you said Jack and Jill's, I was thinking of Jack in the Box.
Oh.
Completely off base here.
I'll send you a picture.
In my head. No, I mean, I do know.
Do you know what they are? About. Okay, okay.
I do know what you're talking about. I just didn't know those were waffle fries.
Yeah.
But. To me, what that means is how I'm going to approach it is McDonald's French fries versus like Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Okay, well, yeah, you could. Hey, man, this is open to any
and
approachability.
If I'm talking those fries and those waffle fries, I'm taking McDonald's in 4, maybe 5.
Okay, well, we can, yeah, because
no 4.
Four. Well, I think
game four is gonna be close, but
if we're comparing
how to close it out.
Okay, let's compare now. Like, I don't know if you just did this, but Chick-fil-A waffle fries versus McDonald's French fries, right? I'm saying McDonald's in 4 as well.
Okay.
But in just cool. In all the realm of waffle fries. And what French fries.
It was just the first waffle fry that I thought of, you know?
Yeah, and like totally, like, but like, there's like a like, there's other, you know, restaurants, fast food chains that have waffle fries.
There are other restaurants.
Crazy, huh, man? To me, it's just McDonald's. I'm taking waffle fries in 6.
Okay. Well, but then it's like, but there are so many other places to get regular
fries. That's the exact point of this best of 7 thing. It's broad. I think it's kind of
like to each their own. Like whoever's fries you pick versus whoever's waffle fries you pick.
Right, exactly. And we could dive deeper, but that was in my mind. I was just in general speaking terms.
Okay. Fries. So now let's merge them together. So you said you would take McDonald's in 4 if you're talking about Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Right.
So now I'm gonna say if we're talking about McDonald's versus Jack and Jill's.
I've actually never been to Jack and Jill's, so I don't have an opinion on this one.
Where are those from?
Oh, did you say, oh, Jack in, I thought you said Jack in the Box. That's what I had in my mind. I was like, I've never been to Jack in the Box. Jack and Jill's, gotcha, gotcha. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
Not only
sorry.
Not only did I literally do the same thing 2 minutes ago, but you literally said, oh, Jack and Jill's, I've never been there.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Like, you haven't been ranting about
that. Yeah, yeah, true, true.
Okay, anyways.
My bad.
I'm talking Jack and Jill's waffle fries that we both had versus yeah. McDonald's regular fries that we both had. Give me McDonald's and six.
Okay.
I love McDonald's fries.
No, they so, are really good. Yeah. Okay. Okay, next one.
Highlight of my McDonald's trip almost every time.
What? That's our go-to. Like, we have to get some fries, get Dr. Pepper, set for life, and crispy set chicken sandwich for us.
Set for life.
That's our order. Everyone knows now. Okay, yep. Next one.
And it's 1878 every time.
dude, I need to stop going to McDonald's. I need to save money. Okay, we got chicken nuggets versus chicken tenders.
So before we do this, let's like settle on like a common, like, so like, for example, like in my mind, if I think Wendy's chicken nuggets and you think McDonald's, like, let's just decide right now.
Okay. Let's do
specifically what chicken nuggets and specifically what chicken tenders.
Okay. If we're going more specifically, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, I just mean like, when you think of chicken nuggets.
Well, I was just thinking like chicken nuggets you get from like Walmart and put in a microwave.
Okay.
Versus like chicken tenders you would buy in the same package. You know what I mean? I don't know if you you've bought those, but my family's like big on the chicken nuggets, but then we also get like the chicken tenders of like Tyson or whatever the brand is.
So like frozen chicken.
Frozen chicken.
Okay.
After school snack. For me, it's like every day, but
yeah. In that case, I'm going chicken nuggets in four.
Wow.
I love chicken nuggets. Wow. I mean, just the listen, a word that I coined, a term that I coined on this show,
popability.
The popability of the mouthfeel.
The mouthfeel. Now, I've big nugget fan, right? But I think I'm going chicken tenders in six.
You know
get
what?
A nice chicken tender.
You know what?
The dippability. You still got a lot left on that fork, man. You get more. I feel like you get more when you get you can like put a whole plate full of nuggets and have more than just like three tenders. But I feel like there's a lot more there. And taste, I feel like, you know, it's just good crispiness on both.
I said chicken nuggets before.
Okay.
But you speaking kind of like gave me a clearer picture of what exactly we're talking about.
Okay.
Was a positive thing for the chicken tenders,
the nuggets chicken strips and stuff.
Give me nuggets and six. Yeah, I think so.
Denver nuggets and six. Okay. so I'm team tendies there. Shout out chicken tendies by I forgot his name.
Clinton King.
Good. Okay. Thank you. All right. Here we go. We got more on the realm of chicken. Okay. We got boneless chicken wings versus just like actual chicken wings with the bone. That's a seven. Who you got?
So personally, from my perspective, boneless chicken wings are just chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I'm now realizing that.
So give me chicken nuggets in four.
okay yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't even think about that. I'll go chicken wings in four. I'll go chicken wings in four.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, I feel like still boneless wings are still like different type of the body of chicken nuggets.
I mean, depends on where you're getting them from. But
yeah. So just that, I'm saying, like, if you take the, I like the bone. I like
personally, I am a child. So
let's go.
The harder
aren't we all child?
Yeah, exactly. So the more difficult it is for me to consume a food, the less I'm gonna like it, because I'm just gonna get bored. I'm just gonna, what is this?
That is true. I don't like the messiness of the chicken meat.
Less good or anything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like the bone makes it bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I agree. It's definitely
isn't there.
Right. It's that your fingers are messy. I do.
Get to win the championship, like, baby.
I eat a chicken wing with forks just because I don't want to get my hands all messy. So
yeah.
I'm going fork, rip it off the meat, but still chicken wings. Okay. I got one more, but like we can also do a bonus one if this one, if you don't like this one, if that makes sense. So I have like apple. I don't know. This is kind of the same thing, but so I'm just going to give the options. I have apple slices versus just eating a whole apple like by itself. Okay. Or I also wrote down like eating a whole apple versus apple sauce. So I don't know which one you want to
give me slices.
Okay. So slices versus
whole apple. Yeah.
Whole apple. I agree, dude. And what best of seven, who you got?
Give me slices in five.
Slices in five. I agree. I'm with you.
Never underestimate the possibility of a food. You know?
Facts.
It's just like anytime you see a food and you're like, whoa, that has some really high probability. You already know I love it.
Certified by Taysen.
You can just think of me. You should be like, Taysen would love some of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And give me some if you would. Dude.
Talk about nostalgic snacks. Apple slices.
Like
peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
It's just, it feels like, I mean, you know, I've like hunkered down into my fair share of whole apples in my time.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same. It's just,
yeah, I agree. You can like, I don't know. I love dipping the apple slices in some caramel, some peanut butter.
Yeah.
Can't really do that to a whole apple. You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing with a whole apple is like, you have to avoid parts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Once you get to the core, it's just like, how much more do I eat?
Like actual like technique and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple slices, like I said, just popping.
Either way, you're going to get, you know, some skin in your teeth, but hey, it's a good time eating apples because apples are delicious. That is all I have written down of best of seven. I don't know if you have any more for us.
One that I have thought of.
We do have 7 minutes left, just so.
One that I have thought of, which is going to sound a little bit redundant if you think about the first one that we did. Regular French fries. I mean, who knows? This might be like no question for you.
Okay.
But like regular French fries versus curly fries.
Oh.
Or however you'd like to call them, a little twisted situation.
I feel like I only eat curly fries at Arby's.
Yeah.
But I never go to Arby's. Like, I don't like Arby's.
Also, yeah.
It's kind of fun, though. When a food you can, like, kind of, you know, have a little fun with, like, spring it up and down.
We are children.
Yeah.
We like food that we can play with.
I think I'm going to go with curly fries and seven. Actually, hold on.
No.
Hey. Those Arby's curly fries are really good though. I don't like anything else from Arby's, but the fries are really good. Who else sells curly fries?
As a restaurant, how do you do that? How do you have one good thing?
I don't know.
Like, what's going into the curly fries that you're just skipping out of? Anyways.
Roast beef sandwiches, never been my thing.
I believe, funny because I brought this place up earlier. I believe Jack in the Box does curly fries, but
Jack and Jill's. Just kidding.
But Jack in the Box, Jack and Jill in the box.
Shipping them off to Africa.
I believe they do curly fries, but I honestly couldn't tell you last time I went to.
Okay, so for the sake of just like, dude, but if we're talking like, because you got like, I don't know, if you go like sit down restaurants.
Yeah.
Like their fries are so good. Just like they're straight up fries.
Yeah.
Compared to especially, like, okay, well, I'll go straight up fries in seven.
Somebody who likes potatoes and somebody who likes fries.
Yeah.
When you do go to, you know, some restaurants and you do get like the steak cut fries.
Yeah, the steak cut fries are like so good, dude.
Big old thick boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fun time for me because it's just more fry. And
yeah,
you can't go wrong with that in my eye.
Yeah. I don't know why Matthew flicked that fry.
Exactly. See, but those fries, they're like
mid.
Yeah. Every other thing.
Yeah. In and out. Yeah. But that was a good question. I like, yeah.
So from curly fry.
But they are really good though. Like once you have curly fries, you're like, dang, this is, you know, that's these true. Are good. But that's, it's like,
especially
how often are you eating the them? Ones
and, that like are like little springs and they like
yeah, go on. Yeah. And then you get the big ones where it's like, woohoo. Yeah. Gotta find a way to dip all this in the ketchup. Oh,
those are special, man. I love McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Listen, any other fry, like any other regular fry, I'm taking curly fries in like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But McDonald's fries?
I'll go. Yeah, I think I already said it, but I think I'll go fries in 7. Like normal fries in 7.
Give me curly fries in 7. Okay. Give me the upset.
Okay.
Give me the
upset. Let's go. Hey, the yeah. Cinderella I like story. That. I like that.
The curly Cinderella story.
I like that. Cool, man. That was this or that best of 7. Shout out. Fun segment.
Dr. Danny G.
Do you got a yay of the day before we end?
Yeah, my yay of the day is the Dr. Scholl's like soles that you put in they're like kind of gel and you like put them in your shoes and like help your feet not hurt so bad.
Cool. You know, I don't know what you're talking about, but
yeah. Like really old people. That.
Oh, oh yeah. Taste is getting old. Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing is I don't have them, but I starting to feel like I need them. So shout out to all the old people that are hooking up well, that's not the right thing to say. All the people that are using Dr. Scholl's shoe soles.
Soles. Ooh, the Dr. Seuss action there.
that's a little tricky.
I would totally mess that up if I said that.
Dr. Scholl's shoe soles. Yeah,
shout out to Porch Camp's counselor.
And hey, bonus, they make you a little bit taller. So
there we go.
That, like that. Matthew, what's your year of the
day? Sunsets. Dude, the Utah sky this week, this past 2 weeks, the summer sunsets hit different.
Been banging.
New word of the week, banging. Anyways, you want to outro us out here? Or I can. I don't know. We've never defined the role of who's going to outro. It. Okay, do it. Do it fast.
Listen, I would like to do it.
Okay, do it.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Season 3, Episode 10 of the Ram Talk Podcast.
Matthias Jeppy episode.
Matthias Jeppy episode. The Matthias Jeppy Yeppy.
We got to start bringing back the jersey numbers on each episode.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm already thinking. I'm already looking forward.
Hey.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching any way that you have. Unless you are Helen Keller, in which case you have only felt the vibrations of this podcast. And hey, we are equally as grateful.
Vibrations. I like the vibrations though.
Shout out to Anchor for giving us a platform to do what we want to do. And shout out to us for doing it.
Shout out to Zoom for hooking us up. Shout out to you for listening.
The power of technology.
Go visit target.com to find taste.
We're in the revolution. yes, shout out to my new poetry book, Blurred Out Bedroom Doors. The sequel, Blurred Out Bathroom Doors, is not out yet, so don't talk about that.
Name of the episode?
but anyways. I like that. Blurred Out Bedroom Doors. Anyways. Okay.
Hurry, send us off.
Not a sponsor. Thanks so much for listening. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go check it out. It was a good one. I don't remember what we were talking about, but it was probably all right.
State Capital Quiz, baby.
Of course, we appreciate it. If you haven't, go check out last week's episode. It was a banger.
Can we just leave the listeners with the Joe Biden beat drop really fast?
Fun trivia quiz. Yeah, but just give me 1 second.
Okay.
So
this outro about to go hard.
RP to my train of thought. But anyways, you have
my bad.
No, it's all good. Check out last week's episode. We did a fun little quiz that I know you're gonna enjoy. And be sure to tune in next week where we
travel the world.
Yep. And also, if you would like to, you know, get some exclusive content, what? good. Go follow us on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. And if you would like to get some even more exclusive content featuring like bonus clips from the episodes, I mean, not like bonus, like they're part of your
they were, career. Yeah, okay.
Like cut out and spliced up for you real nice and small little bits, bite-sized pieces, if you will. Like how a potato, like how fries go from a potato. Anyways.
Yes.
From a potato into fries. Anyways, yeah, go check us out on TikTok at Random Talk Pod. Go check us out on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. And go check us out on all podcast platforms.
For fun.
Random Talk. anyways, I believe that is all we have. Unless, Matthew, you have any closing remarks?
Just be nice to people.
Cool. Thank you so much for being here. Be nice to people and to yourself. We will see you very soon. Matthew, play that music.
Oh, I will.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to foot him.